If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
From the campus of Yale University, this is Business Talk with Jim Campbell, nationally syndicated across the country on the Biz Talk Radio Network and coming to you from our flagship stations, Yale Radio WYBC and 1490 AM WGCH Greenwich. All talk and all business, 60 minutes of radio with leading figures from the world of business along with the business of politics and sports. The former warden of the most secure prison in the United States, full of the most violent criminals, terrorists, drug lords inside the Supermax, and the mother of the criminal mastermind behind the Silk Road, the Amazon of black market drug sales on the dark web, was her son Ross Ulbricht's life sentence too harsh? Does he need to be in a maximum security prison surrounded by society's most violent? The warden and the prisoner's viewpoints on the number of subjects tonight. Robert Hood is a nationally recognized correctional professional with over 40 years in local, state, federal criminal justice. He retired from the Federal Bureau of Prisons as warden of the nation's most secure institution, known as the Supermax Penitentiary in Florence, Colorado. In his role as a warden, he communicated daily with inmates such as Terry Nichols, the Oklahoma City bomber, Richard Reed, the Al-Qaeda shoe bomber, Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, we've done a show on that, Ramzi Youssef, the mastermind behind the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center, FBI agent turned Russian spy, Robert Hansen, and others. Lynn Ulbricht is Ross Ulbricht's mother. She runs the FreeRoss.org website devoted to the appeals process for the convicted Silk Road mastermind. She's interested in criminal justice, fairness, and reform. She's been a guest on our show. Welcome, Lynn and Bob.
Thank you.
We're excited to learn about the little-known Supermax and also about Lynn, who's uprooted her life completely and moved to Colorado, where Ross is in another similar type penitentiary in the same town of Florence as the Supermax. Bob, tell us, give us the overview on what is the Alcatraz of the Rockies as it's known.
The Supermax is one of four facilities. They're in a complex called the Federal Correctional Complex. There's 2,811 inmates there today. Turned out to be a small camp. There's a 500-man camp. There's a federal correctional institution, pretty much a low to medium security type of a open facility. And then there's the USP Penitentiary, United States Penitentiary, with around 900 inmates, and then the Supermax. The Supermax only can hold 490 inmates, and we never hit that mark. Today, there's 411 inmates. And the reason why I say that is out of the 183,852 federal inmates that we have today, you really do have to earn your way to the Supermax. It's hard to get in, and it's impossible to get out of.
How is it escape-proof?
Escape-proof by design. There's six gun towers at that facility. It's adjacent to the United States Penitentiary, which has another six towers, so there's really 12 towers, manned 24 hours. There's mobile patrols. There's high-tech security cameras all over the place, hundreds of them inside the Supermax itself. And it's just the concentration of staff versus inmates that you can't afford to do in most prisons. So what we have done through the years, there's only been three Supermax prisons in history. And that's the Alcatraz facility, of course, we're all aware of. And after about 30 years, that was discontinued as a federal Supermax. And then Marion, Illinois replaced that, and finally the Supermax was built in 1994 in Colorado. And it truly is the most secure prison in this country.
All right, you got some really bad dudes who hang out there. Tell us, we'll go through some of them. Tell us about the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah, Ted Kaczynski doing 8 life sentences, I believe it is now. So, I mean, I say that not jokingly. Just when you look at it, he's serving 8 life sentences, known as the Unabomber. And he pled guilty in, back in 98 to building and transporting and mailing explosives. So he carried out several bombings. I think it was 16 bombings. But his main thing was pushing against technology. It was almost like the Frankenstein movie, where it's an interesting movie, but if you really know the guts of it, why it was even designed, a book by Shelley, it's all against technology. So even though he had a good idea, because technology is kind of hurting us a little bit lately, I think what has happened, his manifesto, he went so far as to say, well, let me kill some people so I can, you know, push my message. Today he's sitting, as we speak, it's 6 o'clock where I am, and PM, and he's sitting in a cell for the next 23 hours, again, for the rest of his life, 23 hours a day in this 7-by-12-foot cell.
Wow.
It's so secure that it was designed intentionally so the inmates could not see the beauty of the Rocky Mountains. It is truly as I mentioned on one of the national TV shows, it is a clean version of hell. It truly is a terrible, terrible place.
How is he doing, you know, or...
Well, I've retired, but I can tell you this. Take anyone and put them in a box that's 7-by-12. And I think the hard part, in answer to your question, it depends on what you're coming in as. He's not coming in as a streetwise guy who's been in prison all his life and, yeah, you know, a tough guy. He's a doctorate degree, worked in Berkeley. He's, PhD, many languages. So most of his day is spent, like I said, in the cell, reading various languages on books that we provide. All the services are brought to his cell. He's never allowed out except for recreation. And then when he is allowed out, I do recall that he has a high interest in running. And so do I. I used to do marathon running. So that was our common discussion. He'll run around in a circle in a caged area. We normally don't like to call it a cage, but that's what it is. It's a cage. And he would be there by himself, running in circles until his hour is up, and he'd go back into his cell. So it's... When you're getting 8 life sentences, you're certainly not thinking about too much about treatment, about reentry into society, all the things that most inmates think of.
Now, what about one of these terrorists, Ramzi Youssef, Richard Reed, even the Olympic bomber in Atlanta? Take one that you want to talk about.
Well, the most obvious one, they're all interesting and for a different reason. But Ramzi Youssef, as an example, he's serving a life sentence plus 240 years. So even if he gets past the life, he has 240 on top of that. He was convicted in 1994 for terrorism, all related to the 93 World Trade bombing. And if you recall, that's where 6 people were killed and injured more than 1,000 people. So when you look at his kind of a background and the following, he has a lot of people that have an interest in him. He is placed, or was placed, in a not secret, but a prison within the prison within the prison. And he was there for quite some time since his sentencing. And he was provided what we call our SAMs, Special Administrative Measures. And this is law. It's not the warden designing this, by the way. It's the law that when he was placed in the Supermax, he was not to communicate with any other person, meaning inmate. So, of course, staff interact. But he's placed in a cell away from other inmates with no ability to communicate. Newspapers that come in, if you're even allowed, it's a prescription that each inmate has that's separate, each having this sanction, if you will. So he might get a newspaper, but it's 30 days late. It might be redacted, might be cut up to the point that he can't read, you know, certain segments. And he certainly wouldn't get any contemporary TV. He would not be listening to your live show. He would not be watching CNN tonight. Again, it's part of it is to cut off the head of the snake. He's did a terrible act. He's there for the rest of his life. And to be candid with you, he's just one of many inmates like that. And what makes him different as a terrorist, because we have several terrorists there, there's a big difference of having a person like that or Richard Reed, who is more of a follower. Youssef is a leader. Reed, serving 3 life sentences plus 110 years, is truly a guy that couldn't figure out how to blow up a plane, which actually is not as hard as you think.
What stops these guys from just mentally breaking down? I mean, this would seem like, this lifestyle seems like torture.
Yes, good point. I think the ones that have been in numerous prisons, and we simply can't hold them. You know, the like I said, 183,000, almost 184,000 federal inmates. Those that have been around, they've been to our camps, the low securities, the medium securities, the penitentiaries. And finally, it's like the world becomes smaller. The boxes of life become smaller, and they end up in a place like the Supermax. They somehow adjust. They simply adjust. The ones that I personally, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not trying to go in that direction, but I can tell you from my years of being a warden of four different prisons and been around a little bit, I don't know how they do it. I guess that's my answer. But the other part is, those that are not streetwise have more problems because, like Robert Hansen, been all over the world. He was a super spy and a super FBI guy and all that. You know, it must be harder for a guy like that who has three life sentences to sit in a cell when you've had it all. If you didn't have diddly squat, in some cases, you're more able to adjust because you were living under a bridge and doing some heavy-duty drugs and then end up getting involved in some other criminal activity.
We're going to do more on this subject as soon as we get back, so stay with us.
Less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is a national healthcare alert from Wholesale Braces. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. If you are on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces available for shoulder, ankle, and your back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no cost to you as well. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to take your call.
866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
Call now, 800-390-2470. 800-390-2470. 800-390-2470. Call right now. That's 800-390-2470.
Biz Talk Radio.
We've just been talking about the conditions of these guys. Lynn, Ross, your son is in USP there, which is on the same property and also a pretty scary place. What is his conditions look like, and what's a day like in his life?
Well, first, I just want to say that I know the media has called Ross a criminal mastermind, but that's a bit hyperbolic. And I would just like to put that in context. Ross admits to creating the Silk Road and running it for a time, but he was in his mid-20s. He's a geek. He was a geeky libertarian who worked for the Ron Paul campaign and very idealistic. I'm not saying he wasn't reckless. I'm not saying he didn't make mistakes, and I'm not defending Silk Road or drug use at all. But I just want to say that he's not a criminal mastermind. He is the idea behind it, from what he's told me and said, is that it was to create a open market, a free market that protected the privacy of its users. And it was vendors and buyers who determined what was bought and sold. It was product agnostic, except that it did have exceptions, because Ross is a firm believer in voluntary interaction, do no harm, not using force. So, for instance, things like child pornography was forbidden. Violent services like assassinations were forbidden. Stolen property was forbidden. He had no violent priors at all, or criminal record at all, And none of his convictions were violent. So, and in fact, his designation, each inmate is gets a designation score, and even including his charges, which add points, Ross is a designation level of 12, which Bob knows is very low. It actually, what I was told, puts him one step up from a camp in a low-security prison. And so here he is in this USP, and it's because of his sentence. And, in fact, when he was admitted to the USP, they said, what are you doing in here? And then they went, oh, the sentence, that's why. And since then, I personally, and his lawyer and Ross himself, have had people who work at the prison say, he doesn't belong in here. This isn't right. He's a normal, peaceful, very sweet person. And as Bob said, you know, it's hard. He's certainly, nothing in his life has prepared him to live among violent people. Now, Ross does get along with people, and he actually is doing okay, but there are definitely challenges.
Is his safety at risk, Lynn?
Well, I think in that environment, his safety is at risk. He has not been personally threatened or anything, but things happen in there. Violence happens in there, and things can set off riots. Bob can tell you, I'm sure, that it is a dangerous environment with people with weapons sometimes and attack people and that sort of thing. Ross pretty much keeps to himself. He's certainly not, in a gang or anything like that. He, when they're not on lockdown, which has been happening quite frequently lately, he gets to go outside, which he's very happy about. And it does make a difference. You know, Bob mentioned about not being able to see the mountains.
Right.
When he was in New York for 3.5 years, where, again, he was a model prisoner, he led classes, he helped people get their GED, all kinds of stuff. He's just been nothing but easy and peaceful. He couldn't go outside except on a roof in Manhattan for an hour or two a week. And so for him to come to Colorado, where they have a big yard and he can run and he can work out and just see the sunrise, has made a big difference in his state of mind. He spends a lot of time in the law library because he's been working on his case. He and his legal team have filed a petition with the Supreme Court earlier this month. And so he was quite involved in that and still is involved with his legal defense. And so he does a lot of that. And, you know, of course, they're locked down, they're in their cell.
Is he in one of these small cells by himself that Bob was describing in Supermax, or how does he arrange
it? Oh, no. Well, no, it's not. Thank God he's not in Supermax, my God. He's in a cell with a cellmate, and it's small, but it's not, you know, he's not, well, except when they're in lockdown,
yeah.
Which is, you know, I don't really understand lockdowns, real extended lockdowns, because it seems like the people who caused the fight or whatever it was over are gone. And everybody else gets punished. I just don't understand.
What's his cellmate in for?
You know, I think something nonviolent. He's getting out in a little over a year. And in fact, they arranged for him to have Ross as a cellmate because he was kind of he was terrified. And, you know, they knew Ross was peaceful and fine. And they didn't want to put him, it seemed like, with someone who was more potentially, you know, difficult.
All right, so, Bob, let me ask Bob now. Ross has his, you know, no prior record and not a history of violence, although we can talk about some of the details. He wasn't charged with, for instance, putting hits on people, but that he did think that it happened. But is this, and he's sentenced to a life sentence without parole. He's in one of the most violent prisons in the country. Does he belong there, and how would he get out of there?
Again, I don't know all the facts. The judge obviously sentenced him there, but there's a place in Texas called the Designation Sentencing Computation Center, and that's where all federal inmates, what happens is when the judge says, hey, guess what, you're going away for whatever time,
mm-hmm.
It is not the judge. A lot of people think that. It's not the judge saying you're going to a specific institution. They might say it, but the point is it's only a recommendation. It's solely the responsibility of the Bureau of Prisons to designate the inmate. So having said that, they'll look at security level. They'll look at, everything about the person. And even with the numbers, as Lynn mentioned, fairly short numbers, they'll look at things like, I hate to say it this way, but out of 122 prisons, they'll look at that and say, well, which one do we need more inmates? And ideally, the manual will say, you should be going within 500 miles of your home. So if you take his existing home, his original home, he's not even close. And so you sit there and you say, okay, that's out of line.
Okay.
Should he be there? Again, I don't know all the facts, but I can say this. He is clearly, without question, from what I do know about him, a minority within that setting. That is a serious prison. It's not the supermax. It's one click away.
Right.
And he's a young guy, of no criminal background. So he is a fluke. He is a fluke in that setting.
Normally, and high profile.
And look at that. And then some people say, oh, come on, now there's school there, there's religious services, he can get out, he can recreate, he can see the Rocky Mountains. That's true. But I'm telling you, thank goodness he has a good roommate. I can think of an example,
yep.
And let me just give one quick example. Back in 1999, a guy by the name of William Sablon, he and his cousin, I believe it was, Rudy Sablon, they were two inmates in the same cell, which I don't allow. I don't allow family members to be in the same cell. But to my understanding, he was in the same cell. They were overpopulated. They brought a third guy in, and the third, so three to a cell, which is terrible. But they put him in there, and the guy was kind of a smart mouth, and somehow the guy said, hey, you know, if you don't act right, me and my buddy here, my cousin, whatever, we're going to do what we have to do. And the guy said, hey, you don't have the nerve. You don't have the guts. Well, that evening, this is in 1999, William Sablon disemboweled that inmate.
Mm.
And he said, you don't think I have the guts? He took the innards of that inmate out at the USP.
Oh.
Right at that particular prison. He gutted the person out, and when staff were looking through the windows to take count, they realized blood was all over, and both William and his cousin Rudy were sitting there as if nothing happened. And again, an isolated example, but let me tell you, we have serious gang members at that prison. We have serious guys that have done unbelievable physical activities. So I don't want to make it sound like, he might be walking around looking out, playing baseball tonight. Maybe he's at the movies tonight. They do a lot of neat things. But it's still one click away from the Supermax.
Well, we're going to do more on this subject as soon as we get back. So stay with us.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Is IRS debt affecting you and your family? If you received a wage garnishment notice, a bank levy, have unfiled taxes, or have an existing IRS debt of $10,000 or more, you need to make the call.
When we got the letter from the IRS, I made the call.
And Paramount negotiated a settlement that we could afford.
If you were so busy trying to make ends meet that you forgot to file your taxes, make the call and let Paramount put you back on track.
I was getting harassing phone calls morning, noon, and night. I made the call, and Paramount gave me peace of mind.
The professional experts at Paramount Tax Relief have been in your shoes. They're compassionate, honest, and will find the best solution for your problem.
I made the call.
I made the call.
I made the call.
We made the call.
Paramount Tax Relief. For a free consultation, make the call today.
Call 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480 for Paramount Tax Relief.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
This is a national health care alert from Wholesale Braces. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. If you are on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces available for shoulder, ankle, and your back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no cost to you as well. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to take your call.
866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we're back here with Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, and Bob Hood, former warden at Supermax. Now, you've just been going through this, and this prison to gun, it seems like a complete mismatch for Ross Ulbricht. But continue where this thought was leading to. Are you going to say he should not be there? And B, how would he be gotten out of there to where he should be?
Well, again, from what I do know, I guess I would look at, you know, you can fight the sentence, you can go after the courts, you can go back and forth, spend a lot of money, and you know, if you prevail, you prevail.
Mm-hmm.
If that was my family member,
yes,
I would, the short-term goal I would have is simply on redesignation. He needs to get out of the USP. Because an example, like I told you, known as one of the tougher penitentiaries in the country, as a federal prison, I would look at the facts. The facts that what is the count? It's 879 today. It's overpopulated. The remote location of it. It's remote in the, you know, the Rocky Mountains here. The fact that other inmates are at the medium security levels, you know, lower security, they are truly enjoying college classes. They're doing a lot of neat computer class. They're doing all kinds of neat things at the lower levels.
Uh-huh.
The higher the level, the less activities you have.
How do you get how do you get redesignation?
Well, again, it's not the court necessarily. I mean, unless they change the sentence and drop charges, mm-hmm. It goes through a place called Grand Prairie, Texas. It's a designation and sentencing computation center.
Okay.
And everyone in the bureau is going to tell you, from the director on down, it has to be the inmate requesting it from inside through his case manager, and you have to work your way through the system.
Okay.
But clearly, it's redesignating it. And again, knowing, I'm not saying just someone like me, but if you know the system, you realize there's people today, top of my head, Jeffrey McDonald, did that ring a bell?
Yes.
Former Green Beret, he allegedly killed his wife. And
is he in that prison? Is he in that prison?
He's not at that prison, but he was at my lower, when I was in Oregon, the Federal Correctional Institution, which is like a country club.
Okay.
He was there walking around. So my point is,
wow,
you can have a guy like that at a lower security where, in this case,
Ross is nowhere near. This guy was, that guy was guilty too, wasn't he?
Which one?
But Jeffrey McDonald.
Well, guilty in the sense that he was convicted.
He was convicted, so, but I think he really is guilty. He's always claimed he's innocent. But
yeah, I never know. He's losing appeals. He's fighting whatever over the years. Yeah. But as a warden of an institution where he walked around every day and whatever, his was a serious helter-skelter type of crime. He blamed it on hippies, if you will.
Exactly.
And so that's my point. There's people in lower security that have
that are a lot worse in terms of violence. Is Ross working his way through the case manager and up like Bob was describing?
Well, at a certain point they get evaluated, and I guess there's a 6-month evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
But he was told by someone that it would take 7 years to be moved to a medium. And I don't know. I mean, just even though he did 3.5 in New York with no problem, and now he's been there 6 months. So hopefully, I think some of that New York time does apply.
Was that New York? When he was that was in the city, right? Was that a medium?
Yeah.
Well, it's administrative. It's a detention center. Basically, you're there back and forth to court. So
is that Rikers Island or
no?
City jail.
Okay.
The Metropolitan Correctional Center. It's right in the heart of the city. But again, you're going there back and forth. The actual designation and sentencing, that's what occurred after all after the 3 years he was up there, back and forth, back and forth, fighting in the courts.
Yes.
Now that they said, read my lips, you have been sentenced to X amount, he's only really has done 6 months at the USP. So his chances, or any inmate's chances of leaving after 6 months just getting there, is next to impossible. But
well,
you have
Bob,
to start.
Actually, that's not accurate, because Wallace was sentenced in 2015, but he asked for special permission to stay in New York so that he could work on his appeal with the lawyers. So he actually had been sentenced already, and it was an exception. So it's a little bit different. I mean, yeah. I know what you're saying is normal. So they actually, I believe, will apply the 2 years after he was sentenced, even though he wasn't in Florence. But in any case...
you're 100% right. That'll apply. All that applies. He gets his credit time served right from day one. However, his time sitting at the USP in Florence starts the day he walks in there. They normally don't put you there and say, oh, guess what? We have a change of plans, and now we're going to move you. It's very rare to move an inmate within a one-year period of getting
there. You're kind of talking, you're talking the real world, in other words.
Yeah. Right. Well, let me ask you, Bob, can I ask Bob a question?
Sure.
Do you recommend hiring advocates that will go and talk to people at the prison for you? Because I know that's a whole little industry. And I didn't know if it was a waste of money or if it could be possibly useful. Do you know?
I think, part I know them because a lot of them retired from the system and, whatever. Generally speaking, many are doing it for the money. They're not doing it for the right reason, in my opinion. I think to have someone look over your paperwork, see how you're doing is one thing. But the fact that they're knocking on the door and saying, guess what, I'm representing someone, I don't believe the advocates are actually helping you as much as you would think.
A lot of them claim to. They do. I know people, and I can, they do that.
It's probably.
Okay, thanks.
Bob, given the sentence, the life sentence without parole, and on the one hand, and on the other, you've described all these factors that Ross doesn't really match up against. Is it sort of that he's out of luck, or they need to make him sit there for X number of years? Does his good behavior matter?
Well, you get times good behavior and all that, but when you're looking at a life sentence, the guy's doing 5 years is excited if they give him, 50 days off a year because he's going to school, he's taking care of business, he's right. not having incident reports to get him locked up into the prison of the prison.
Uh-huh.
But there's today, as we speak, there's 4,736 guys doing life in the Federal Bureau of Prisons. So when you think about it, 2.7% of the whole population are these lifers. And don't get me wrong, if you really analyze that statistic, you're talking about heavy-duty gangbangers, heavy-duty, right. The guys that you would recognize their names and say, gosh, I think all of us would agree they need to be secured somewhere because of their unbelievable crimes. Uh-huh. In this case, what just stands out is the backgrounds, almost like a pre-sentence report. Where did they come from? And I am surprised with the background of Lynn's son Ross has. Can he be handled in a lower security? Back to your initial question. Sure, the answer is yes. And I'm saying that as a former warden of many years of many institutions.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know all the case. I just know that there's no history. And don't get me wrong, I don't know all the facts of – I know what he was sentenced for. I know what some allegations were related uh-huh. to him that weren't sustained. Pretty serious. Some of them are not deserving a camp. But can you walk around in the same prison? It's in Maryland now. He was transferred as someone like McDonald. Can he walk around the same institution that's medium, that is open almost all day long, and you can move around and it's non-threatening? The answer, in my opinion, is yes.
Lynn, do you think he's a political prisoner?
Well, that's a whole other discussion. I would say because the biggest drug seller on Silk Road got 10 years. The biggest heroin and cocaine seller got 5, and it goes down from there. The guy who was running the next Silk Road and Silk Road 2, mm-hmm. which the government themselves in the criminal complaint called equivalent, he's free. He never
wow.
did time.
Wow.
I think that there's other factors. My personal belief is that it's about Bitcoin because Chuck Schumer was behind the whole thing, and he was on the Senate Finance Committee, and I think that it got their attention, this cryptocurrency that was out of government control. That's my personal opinion, and I think it was about the Internet, and using Tor, which is a whole other, it's
right.
anonymous. I don't really think it's very atypical for a first-time offender to get this kind of sentence for drug crimes and to call him a kingpin because they say he ran this website the whole time. Yeah. Running a website is not Pablo Escobar or El Chapo. I'm sorry. And there's no violence involved. No victim came forward at trial to say Ross had harmed them. So I know this isn't the Bureau of Prisons. Well, they could waive this sentencing thing. They could put him in a medium if they wanted. But it's really the judge. She has condemned him to be in this violent environment, which is so inappropriate and really threatening and dangerous for him. And, you know, and so is he a political prisoner? I think there's a lot of politics involved, yes.
All right, let me ask.
They wanted an example, and they got their example. Didn't do any good. It didn't detract. It didn't stop darknet markets. In fact, they're flourishing, bigger and badder than they were.
And Bitcoin and Bitcoins are helping. Yeah, Bitcoins are making.
Yeah.
Now, so let me ask you this, Lynn. Now, he went in with the best of intentions, libertarianism, and everything. Now he is where he is now. Is he contrite? How does he feel? What level of responsibility and contrition does he feel right now himself?
Oh, well, of course, he regrets doing that. He would never do it again. That's the other thing about this life sentence and a lot of life sentences. And there's a lot of nonviolent people serving life in our system, and I really think it's wrong.
Talk a little prison reform, and we'll finish up in our final segment.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-526-9917. That's 800-526-9917. Call now. 800-526-9917.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may be creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Is IRS debt affecting you and your family? If you received a wage garnishment notice, a bank levy, have unfiled taxes, or have an existing IRS debt of $10,000 or more, you need to make the call.
When we got the letter from the IRS, I made the call.
And Paramount negotiated a settlement that we could afford.
If you were so busy trying to make ends meet that you forgot to file your taxes, make the call and let Paramount put you back on track.
I was getting harassing phone calls morning, noon, and night. I made the call, and Paramount gave me peace of mind.
The professional experts at Paramount Tax Relief have been in your shoes. They're compassionate, honest, and will find the best solution for your problem.
I made the call.
I made the call.
I made the call.
We made the call.
Paramount Tax Relief. For a free consultation, make the call today.
Call 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480 for Paramount Tax Relief.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we're back. Bob Hood, warden of Supermax at one time, and Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht of the Silk Road incident. So Bob says that basically Ross is going to get out of that level of prison almost no matter what. I guess it's a matter of time.
Years.
It's a matter of years still. Lynn, what's the status of his appeals? Do you have any thoughts that, you know, you want to throw at Bob as to how to make this process go quicker for this guy that's been over-sentenced, basically?
The appeals, like I said, it's been filed, a cert petition's been filed to the Supreme Court challenging the sentence and challenging some of the investigative techniques. And so that's happening. So it's getting the attention of law experts. I hope that it will bring some relief. I don't know. I mean, Ross has a friend in there who has got a life sentence for selling marijuana 15 years ago. He's already done 15 years.
Wow.
He's got life. No violence. And ironically, the prison, federal prisons in Colorado, I know there's very violent people that society needs to be protected from, but there's also people who are getting very excessive sentencing that it seems really un-American to me. And without any second chance, without parole, which was taken away in the 80s, so no chance of parole for good behavior even after a long time, no conjugal visits. So families are so hurt by this. And, you know, this is not the, you know, a warden's fault. This is the system with these sentences. They're just just seem so excessive to me.
How are you doing yourself? You've uprooted your entire life to move to Colorado from New York, right?
Well, I mean, we moved from Texas to the East Coast to first.
But he was in detention.
I've got this nomadic lifestyle. Yeah, it's rough. I won't deny that, but I believe in Ross. I love him, and I feel like it's super important for him to have visits. I don't want that to be his only world.
How often how often can you visit?
Well, now that he's in a regular penitentiary, 3 days a week, unless he's on lockdown and they stop visits. Sometimes they allow visits during the lockdown. But so it's a good amount. I'm going to see him tomorrow.
Bob, you've heard just this last bit. What fundamental, quick, big reform should be happening in the mass incarceration industry?
Well, first of all, as a country, we need to stop bragging in some cases that we incarcerate more people than anywhere in the world.
Yes.
We criticize other countries, but we are the number one.
Yes.
Number two is about 60% of all the inmates, especially federal, are in for drug-related offenses.
That's right.
drug-related offenses, and we're just destroying them by putting them in for such a long period of time.
Is addiction and mental health problems are not a good fit for being solved in prison, are they, to begin with?
Correct. If you have a mental illness, your ability to follow directions, your ability to be in a confined area are contradictory to what you need.
Yeah, and a lot of these people there, even some of the violent ones, it's related to addiction, drug problems, and mental health.
In my experience of almost 40 years of prison work, most people in prison, and you might disagree with this, Jim, because you're not in the prison business, but most people in prison are really good people. They truly are good people.
That's what Ross tells me, too.
And 95% are coming home. They're going to be your neighbors. So we need to prepare them. Now, granted, the ones that aren't coming home, that's the weird part. If they're at the Supermax, they blew up the World Trade Center, they think they have done some great deed, that's a whole different story. We're not trying to rehabilitate Ramzi Youssef. Let's be candid there. But I think when you look at the experience, the level of education, you look at the potential of how we can utilize 2.4 million people that are incarcerated in this country.
Prison reentry. We've been doing shows on that. Exactly.
Yeah.
Job training.
Yeah,
housing.
Just recently. Yeah, I just heard on your show.
It is.
I think sometimes we give them the vocational training, we give them the academic training. And then something as simple that I've been advocating for the last year or so, it's like a missing key to the reentry thing for some inmates, not all. If you have the KKK on your forehead, or you have your prison number on your cheek, or the teardrop, which symbolizes how many people you killed, but all of a sudden you grew up in prison, you did your 15 years, your time to come home, and you want to be back with your family, tattoo removal, trust me, is something that if most of these guys would ever take off some of these ugly tattoos, maybe not Ross, but as far as the average.
No, he doesn't have any.
That's a nice step.
Some
of the reforms
really
come down to our system. We need to stop thinking that by putting people in for more time for drug-related offenses, and putting people in that are nonviolent into environments that are historically known. Where Ross is historically known for lockdowns, violence, heavy-duty gang issues. Again, I know he's just one of many, but today there's almost 23,000 inmates that are affiliated with gangs.
Wow.
They're not just wannabes. They're in the gang, 23,000 out of less than 200,000 inmates. So there's a lot of activity going on with introduction of contraband, weapons, and this and that. I think we need to do a better job of classifying our inmates, even if they're doing a long time.
And Ross was thank you.
He never changes the time frame. You know, you have to work on one thing at a time. You get some people like Michael Swango years ago, Dr. Swango. They call him Dr. Death. He was at that prison. He was at the USP. He was walking around, a former doctor, Marine, family man. And then they were aware of the fact that he was a prestigious doctor. And he was, you know, he got 3 life sentences, I believe it was, for killing patients. But the point of it is, here's a medical doctor walking around, a white guy who's never been in prison. And all of a sudden, someone walk up to him, cut his neck. And to this day, to my knowledge, he is now at the Supermax, has been at the Supermax. He was one of my inmates, and he will never come out of his cell.
Why is he in the Supermax?
His own protection. You can't put him in a penitentiary.
For his own protection. So he's tortured, basically, for his own protection.
Well, I'm just saying, he was at the USP. He was life was good, walking around.
He was going to get killed, Well,
why wouldn't they put them at one of the places that they put child molesters? Aren't there those places, that USPs, that are considered more safe?
Oh, yeah, there's a place right in Colorado, very close to where your son is. It's in Englewood or Littleton, Colorado. It's primarily known for having drug and mostly sex offenders. It's lower security, obviously.
I've done a lot of work with Bernie Madoff, and he's in a sort of a medium and lower security thing, too. Now, we're coming down to the end of the show. We're going to be following Ross Ulbricht's story until he gets a solution that is a better fit for what he did, and hopefully, not have his life completely wasted. Bob, you've got El Chapo coming next, right, to Supermax?
Well, the Bureau cannot say that, nor will the prosecutors, but when you think about it, what prison in the country would you feel safe, since he's already escaped from prisons and he has other states can take him first, but generally speaking, the other states that have a claim on him are going to give him up to the Bureau of Prisons. He won't be killed. He'll be doing multiple life sentences, And I guarantee you, take this to the bank, he'll be at the Supermax as soon as he's sentenced.
And he better not get out of that room ever. There's a bad, bad guy. Anyway, it's been a fascinating show. FreeRoss.org is Lynn's website. We'll stay close to Lynn. We'll stay close to Bob. Thank you both for a great show. The commercial-free YouTube version, you can search Park City Productions 06604.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.